Welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute, your source of internet marketing inspiration.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute. I'm your host, John Henson, and today, continuing our series on trends report statistics that we found in our 2024 report, which you can get at spotlightbranding.com. Today, I wanted to talk to you about SEO, search engine optimization. I think one of the things that I like about this report is that it's not self-serving to us, right? Like, I very much created this survey and this report taking on full risk that like it could blow up in our faces. And sure, we could just not release it and that's fine. But I wanted to see what law firms were doing with their marketing outside of just the services that we provide, right? You know, we just focus on content. We just do blogs, newsletters, emails, social media, video, websites, stuff like that, right? But there are other marketing activities you can do. Pay-per-click ads, search engine optimization, obviously like networking, direct mail, all kinds of stuff. Those are things that we don't do. But I think it's still valuable for everyone to see what other law firms are doing. And so we have questions in the survey about SEO and what law firms are doing with it. And there was a very, very interesting piece of data that I found that I'll get to in a second. But just broadly speaking, 49% of law firms indicated that they did some sort of ongoing SEO. And this is like, you know, whether it's paying a vendor for ongoing like ranking in the algorithms, or it's, you know, keyword backlinking, all that kind of stuff, whatever. 49%, half of law firms indicated they are doing something like this on an ongoing basis, which ironically was down 22 points from last year's responses. It's crazy. Even more, 34% of those doing SEO work said that they were spending less than $250 per month on it. So half of law firms are doing it, but then a third of those are not spending a ton of money on it. And that's typically, most likely in my experience from what I've seen, just them working with a local company on just some local keywords. That SEO service is usually pretty cheap, right? Where it gets pretty interesting is that 43% of the respondents who do SEO on a regular basis, so almost half of these law firms, they told us that they actually had no idea how many search terms they ranked on page one for. And that's horrifying for a variety of reasons. One, a lot of these law firms are spending hundreds of dollars every month to rank on page one. That's the whole point of SEO, is to rank on page one for a Google search. And it could be a variety of searches, right? Like family lawyer near me, best family lawyer in, you know, whatever city they are, you know, experienced family lawyer, expert family lawyer, all these different kind of search terms or whatever. And almost half of the respondents have no idea if that's even working or how well it's working. And, you know, there are other areas of the report where, you know, one of the biggest complaints, the biggest complaint that lawyers have about working with a marketing vendor is that they don't understand the results, or they, you know, the results aren't clear. And that's huge. And so it's, you know, at what point is it on you to find that answer out? You know, you're paying all of this money for SEO rankings. You should probably know how well you're actually ranking. You know, and look, a lot of these companies will probably send you a report, and it's probably full of numbers and data and fancy, colorful charts and all of that. And if it's overwhelming or it doesn't make sense to you, get a meeting with them and have them explain it to you. It's totally fine. They will do that. And then you need to then assess whether or not, you know, the value there is working for you. You know, it's getting me a little bit fired up, because we talk about here a lot the five dysfunctions of a team, and it's probably not a direct correlation, but one of the five dysfunctions is inattention to results, and it plagues so many businesses. They're spending all this time and money and effort into all of these initiatives, and then the attention to the results that they're getting isn't where it should be. And so to me, it kind of starts to build this pattern of, you know, law firms, they do this marketing, one, because they think they have to, because marketing companies push it, and then they do it. They waste a lot of money on it. They don't get the results. They aren't really sure what the results actually are. And then they don't like the marketing companies. And then, you know, it becomes difficult for us to then create a new relationship with, you know, lawyers that come in because they've already been burned. And sure, that last part's very woe is me. Oh, it's so, oh, poor marketing company. I get it. Whatever. But the one thing I would encourage you in this is understand the results that you're getting. And if you don't like the results that you're getting, talk to your marketing company about how you can get what you want. That's totally a reasonable request to make. So hope that was helpful. Hope that was enlightening for you. If you're part of that group that's doing SEO and you don't know how well you're ranking, find out. You know, get that data. Your marketing company, your marketing provider should be able to do that for you. So hope that helps. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us. Please visit lawfirmmarketingminute.com for more information. We'll see you next time.